A typical triathlon, at least the kind we're familiar with, includes long runs, swims, and bike rides. Tonight, the Scottsdale Museum of Contemporary Art, or SMOCA, is the site for Arizona's first ever Art Handlers Triathlon. Training, no doubt, has been intense, and with me to explain what's going on is Laura Best, the exhibitions manager for SMOCA. Laura, I guess there won't be any painting on a bike or some sort of water event, so what kind of events make up the Art Handlers Triathlon?
It will be a test of stamina, creativity, and precision, but no bikes, no swimming.
So what are the events?
The three events are going to be, the first one will be the Sustained Art Hang. And so this is an event where we will have the art handlers hold up a very heavy framed work of art at eye level while a, let's say, a caricature of a curator barks orders at them, like, you know, 2 inches to the left. No, I said the right. Never mind. I don't want to see that one anyway. And so the people that will outlast the orders will be the winners of that competition.
Okay.
We're going to have a thrift store salon hang. So this is sort of framed prints that we've gathered together from thrift stores that we will be creatively displaying. And so that will be judged on sort of how pleasing those arrangements are to the eye. And then we'll be doing a packing of artwork. And we will, well... This one is based off the notion that all artwork should be packed to drop 4 feet off of the back of a truck, which is the height of a lift gate. And so we will be dropping them a little bit higher. We'll be taking them up on our scissor lift and dropping these packed art objects from about 12 feet and see who survives.
There's some mystery involved, I imagine, unwrapping it to see what survived, huh?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So it's based on skill. Is it based on speed as well or no?
It's a little bit based on speed, yeah. You know, part of all of our jobs as art handlers or preparators, as we're known as, is we're always working under a deadline. There's always an exhibition opening. And so usually that's a week, 2 weeks, if we're really lucky, longer. But all of us know what it's like to work really long hours and have to get stuff done quickly and accurately.
So how many contestants are there?
There are four institutions from across the valley participating. There is my museum, SMOCA, Scottsdale Museum of Contemporary Art. We have Phoenix Art Museum, Children's Museum of Phoenix, and Scottsdale Public Art.
So not to bring up some horrible moment from the past, but have you had a moment of any of these three events where you were actually doing them, not as an event, but actually in your job where things didn't work out so well?
Oh, sure. I mean, well, all of us have participated in a sustained art hold, that's for sure, where you've been holding up a piece of art for so long to show the artist or the curator, and, you know, everybody's forearms are shaking. And you need to say, okay, for the safety of this piece, we have to put it down.
Can people actually learn from watching this? Like, if you're, because I think we've all been through the situation at home, certainly not holding it to the point where arms are shaking, but we really have no idea what looks good. I mean, I have no idea.
I think that seeing professionals do, you know, what they do really confidently and really quickly, there's a lot to be seen there. I don't think that the average person feels really confident when they're hanging a piece of art in their own home or, you know, a family photo. So I think that most people don't know that eye level is generally 60 inches. That's what we hang at in museums and galleries. It can vary a little bit if you want to bring it down lower. But I think that there's a lot that you can observe, and you can maybe even just think about what goes into a normal exhibition, what goes into an arrangement of works on a wall, and what goes into packing and transporting artwork from place to place.
Anything we obviously left out you want to get in?
Well, there's going to be free lemonade the night of the event, and I think that's a really important
plain
thing.
Plain or pink?
I'm not sure.
Because that's...
I'm going to say plain.
Okay. It's free, so not even like a little... Okay.
It's free, right. And there's a cash bar, but free lemonade.
Laura Best, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.